Sorry. Quick question. I'm going to kick myself if I don't ask. You've mentioned several times about giving tents out to people that are living on the street. That's something that Rene Gonzalez chose to do. He said he chose to stop giving tents out. Do you think he did the right, he made the right move? Was that a good decision?
That was all politics, you guys. They're giving out, out 11,000 tents this year. The city county is delivering tents instead of shelter right now. It's just all politics. Does that make sense, Jonathan?
So do you think he did the right thing by stepping in, and Rene Gonzalez did the right thing as a policy choice to prevent that from happening and to not allow those tents to be given out, or what?
It was a half measure.
What was a half measure? The county giving them out, or Rene Gonzalez did?
You have a city elected leader saying, I'm going to take away tents, but what else? I mean, we still need to provide care. You take away whatever. We shouldn't have people camping on the street. Why would you give out tents, which means that you're supporting the behavior, you're enabling the behavior, when we should just be supplying basic shelter for that person? It was a half measure. It was all politics. But the reality, if you peel that away, Jonathan, it showed we're failing our community. Why were we doing that in the first place? And we shouldn't be. And if I were Rene Gonzalez at that point, I'd be saying, I want shelter available for every single person because nobody should be on the streets. I know that's not an answer you're looking for, but would you agree or disagree? I would come out and say, I'm not going to hand out tents, but I am going to set up enough shelters to care for my neighbors within 12 months. That's my promise to you.
All right, thanks. All right. Okay, we're going to get two more questions. Taylor?
Push back on that a little bit. You said that's not the answer he's looking for. I mean, I don't know what answer anyone's looking for, but I would ask you to, in the meantime, are you kind of looking for long-term solutions in the 12 months, and would you be willing to kind of make mitigation measures in the short term that would be humane and helpful to people and doing what people are asking you
okay.
to do?
So let's.
I don't know if that.
No, it's fine. And I realize it's a tough question. Let's talk about what my purview is. I'm running to become the mayor of Portland, not the mayor of Multnomah County. Multnomah County is handing out the tents. I trust our elected officials to do with what they have, right? That's county. But as far as Portland, as far as me being mayor on January 1st, am I going to be handing out tents? The answer is no. Will I be intensely focused on gathering all of my experts and putting a crisis plan in to swarm and solve this issue so somebody on January 1st and 10th and 30th has a place to go? Yes. Is there a disconnect for timing? Yes. I get that. I will trust county to do what they're doing. I will trust our city operator to do what they're doing existing. I will speak to county and Chair Jessica Vega Peterson. When I've got all the shelters set up, I will explain to her. And she's a friend. She's a very reasonable, good person. I will let her know, I've got 4,000 beds set up now. I need you to discontinue that. That's the process. It's a stepped process. I am not a draconian person on January 1st where I'm going to turn to anybody and say, stop doing what you're doing if it's mitigating somebody's misery, right? And that's what we need to do. So I don't want to look at the politics in draconian. It's not an either or. It's what are we going to do next? Let's do the hard work, but put the hard work in. But I'm not going to turn to Jessica and say, or to Chair Vega Peterson, stop doing that today until I've done the hard work and I've got that system up and running.